morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news on Monday, the 25th of January. We are at 34 degrees. Got quite a few clouds out there this morning, but much warmer weather is on the way for southern Illinois following a wintry blast last week. Temperatures are forecast to moderate into the mid-50s by the end of this week. No significant rainfall is in the forecast and no severe weather. The extended forecast calls for only a slight chance of rain here and there and no wintry precipitation through the extended forecast period. In our news this morning, Mount Vernon, Illinois bankruptcy attorney Michael Curry has resigned after the series of Facebook comments he posted last week about a fatal traffic crash on Interstate 57 went viral. Mr. Curry was stuck in traffic after a Marion County prisoner transfer van spun out of control on the icy interstate, crossed the median, and was hit by an oncoming semi. The correctional officer driving the van, 22-year-old Adam Conrad of Sandoval, was killed in the accident. His 17-year-old passenger received major injuries. Well, apparently upset about being stuck in traffic, Attorney Curry posted a series of hate-filled messages about the accident. One of those messages stated that he wanted to hunt down and kill whoever was responsible for the accident. In another post, he acknowledged the driver of the van had died and was probably already rotting in hell. In another post, Curry seemed to have suggested the driver may have committed suicide, claiming he probably shouted Allah Akbar as his van collided with the semi. Well, after the Facebook posts went viral, an attorney at the law firm where Curry worked posted an apology. Curry eventually took down his rant and posted an apology himself, but it was too late. On Friday, protesters showed up and marched in front of the law firm where Curry worked, denouncing his actions. Curry stepped out of his office, offered a formal apology, and announced that he'd resigned because his Facebook posts had negatively impacted the law firm where he worked. Then yesterday, Sunday, funeral services were held for 22-year-old Adam Conrad, the correctional officer killed in the Wednesday morning accident. In addition to being a Marion County correctional officer, he was also a volunteer firefighter. And memorials in Adam's name may be made to the Sandoval Fire Department. WFIW News Time 7:17.
When you've lost someone close,
it helps to hold your loved ones even closer. That's why a funeral is a fitting time for family and friends to gather. When the time comes for you to make funeral arrangements, call on us. We offer a full range of funeral services to meet every need. Talk to our caring counselors about your individual needs. We will help you commemorate the moment with sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Brighten your winter blues with Brighton Blues from Carnaby Square. Paint the town blue with Brighton's Radiant Blue coated canvas scarf zip tote and coordinating jewelry collection. Chase away winter blues with Brighton's jewelry and accessories in turquoise blue, navy blue, denim blue, midnight blue, bally blue, ink blue, and the new chambray blue. Knock out winter blues with Brighton Blues at Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield.
Are you looking for a new vehicle? Stop by any of their convenient locations and see them for a new car loan with as low as a 2.99 annual percentage rate at Trust Bank. Trust Bank also has great loan rates for used vehicles too. So be sure to check with Trust Bank before you make that very important purchase and let them help you get the vehicle of your choice. Certain restrictions apply and this offer may be discontinued at any time. Trust Bank, the only bank you will ever need. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Illinois agriculture officials are monitoring four counties in southeastern part of our state after an outbreak of bird flu in neighboring Indiana. There are registered poultry operations in Lawrence, Wabash, Edwards, and White counties closest to 10 Indiana farms where more than 400,000 turkeys and chickens have been destroyed as a result of the highly contagious disease. The Illinois Department of Agriculture also has reinforced the need for biosecurity measures with more than 3,700 producers statewide. The Department of Agriculture spokesperson Rebecca Clark says it is important to note that there have been no reports in Illinois, and with strict biosecurity policies, we hope to keep it that way. Avian influenza virus wiped out nearly 50 million chickens and turkeys across the upper Midwest last year. Iowa was among the hardest hit states by last year's outbreak, but there were no confirmed cases in Illinois. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees met last week at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel. During their meeting, problems caused to the college district by the state's failure to adopt a budget were outlined by CEO Terry Bruce and CFO Roger Browning. The state provides more than 40% of the district's operational budget and has made no payment to the district since July 1st last year. Bruce and Browning discussed a plan to meet the challenge of no state funding, including not filling some vacant positions and increasing enrollment. The plan suggests more than $5 million in revenue growth and cost savings. Approval was given for an intergovernmental agreement with the Fairfield Park District for the use of an existing softball diamond owned by the Park District, the field to be used by the Frontier softball team. Affiliation agreements were approved by the Board for Health Informatics at Frontier with SSM Health Medical Center in Mount Vernon and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. The resignation of Jessica Parent, Coordinator of Transition Services at Frontier, was accepted effective January 29th. The next regular meeting of the IECC Board of Trustees will be February the 16th on the campus of Frontier Community College. WFIW News Time, 7:21.
Ray's wants to get the year started off right, so check out the American Steel Carports and A-frame style garages, which come in a variety of sizes and colors. They're perfect to keep the frost off your windows. Ray's Backhoe Service will take care of your gravel needs for driveways and parking lots, along with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Remember, if you are not on Ray's snow removal list, call now, 842-4042 or 516-1602. They do both residential and commercial. Storage buildings are available in a variety of sizes starting at 8x8 up to 14x20 with a floor included starting at $1,395 with free setup and delivery with 10% down when ordered and final payment when installed. Ray's Consumer Not News Shop has a variety of consignment pieces to include appliances, office desks, filing cabinets, two and four doors, household furniture, end tables, and miscellaneous. Call 842-4042.
Jackson County here in southern Illinois is the latest unit of local government to sue the state of Illinois over unpaid bills caused by the lack of a budget. State's Attorney Michael Carr announced the lawsuit on Friday. The county wants to compel payment of salary reimbursements to help pay for several top local government jobs. Union, Williamson, and Franklin counties have filed similar suits, and governments in St. Clair County and in Saline and Gallatin County have filed lawsuits seeking release of tax money collected on cell phone and landline phone calls for 911 emergency dispatch centers. Governor Bruce Rauner signed a $3.1 billion spending bill last month that freed up some of the money for units of local government. Vigo Coal Company announced last week it'll be laying off 66 workers at its Mount Carmel and Boonville, Indiana Liberty mines. In a press release, they say the layoffs are due to its customers' decision to idle part of their operation, resulting in a significant reduction in the amount of coal that it'll be purchasing from Vigo. The release goes on to say the layoffs are expected to be permanent and there will be no bumping rights for the employees being laid off. We're assuming that the operation that's shutting down, that's causing this, is the Alcoa layoff over in Warrick County, Indiana. The Friendsville mine began operation in 2002. It was idled from 2004 to 2006 and mined more than 9 million tons of coal through 2012. The mine covers about 1,334 acres and earned the Illinois Department of Natural Resources 2011 Illinois Mined Land Reclamation Award. The Boonville mine is Vigo's newest operation, projected to mine about 7 million tons of coal from its Phase 1 project. University of Illinois trustees have frozen tuition for in-state students, even though the school learned it's covered $671 million in expenses because of a lack of a state budget. Tuition for in-state students remains at $12,036 per year. 39-year-old Kelly L. Watson of Olmsted, Illinois, was injured Friday in a single-vehicle crash, basically on the Gallatin-White County line there on Illinois 141 east of Lake Road. The Kelly Watson's Prius skidded out of control on the ice and snow and hit a guardrail. A 12-year-old passenger in the vehicle is not injured. The airbags did deploy. Both the driver and passenger were wearing their seatbelts. Watson was ticketed for driving too fast for conditions. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is seeking to dismiss lawsuits brought by two daily fantasy sports sites that claim their contests are games of skill allowed by state law. Madigan issued an advisory opinion last month stating daily fantasy sports betting is illegal gambling in Illinois. She said her opinion was prompted by legislators looking at changes for the industry. Boston-based DraftKings and New York-based FanDuel sued over Madigan's opinion. They argued it could trigger events destroying a legitimate industry. DraftKings attorney Randy Maestro says Madigan's filing will not impact DraftKings continuing to operate in Illinois. In Friday's court ruling, Madigan argued she has not ordered the companies to cease operations or threaten them with litigation. The Illinois opinion followed decisions in New York and Nevada to ban those online sites. Fairfield City Council meets tomorrow night, regular session. Dave Costin is expected to be there talking about bidding for a project to map the city's electrical system. Council will also make a decision on the purchase of extended warranties for some recently purchased pickup trucks. Bids will also be awarded for the repair of the electrical panel boxes downtown. And Jerry Quindry is going to give an update on the city's tree planting project down there south of Interstate 64 and how that project's being threatened by recent flooding and a neighbor's decision to build a duck hunting complex. People's National Bank is offering some scholarships to students here in Southern Illinois. Each recipient of the People's National Bank scholarship will pick up $500. They're going to be awarded to students exhibiting positive leadership and character in academic, community, and extracurricular activities. You can pick up those applications at any People's National Bank location. The deadline to return the applications, March 1st. I'm now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell on Friday, went up Friday. Local refineries raised their offering $2.75 per barrel, and today they're paying $25.25 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. And by the way, our local gasoline prices have dipped to about $1.62 a gallon. In local and area death, 63-year-old Flora resident Dr. Galen F. Luking, M.D., died Saturday at his farm. He was a general practice physician, certified by the American Board of Family Practice since 1981, was a graduate of the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria, completed his residency at the SIU School of Medicine in Springfield, was a U.S. Air Force reservist, also instrumental in breaking ground for the new Clay County Hospital and Medical Clinic. Served as medical director, both past and present, at the Clay County Hospital, serving as chief of staff, vice chief of staff, secretary treasurer, medical records utilization review committee, morbidity mortality conference committee, and infection control committee, Clay County Health Department Board of Directors and Hospice Program, Clay County Hospital Medical Clinic, Local Nursing, Independent Living, and CILA Homes, including Flora Pavilion, Country View Terrace, Richland Manor, Flora Health Care Center, Flora Manor, and Prairie Estates. In December of last year, the naming of the Dr. Galen Luking Medical Surgical Unit at Clay County Hospital was formally presented in honor of his years of dedication and service. Other recent honors included when Dr. Luking was named with the Illinois Rural Health Physician of Excellence Award in 2008. Survivors include his wife Jacqueline, two daughters, Michelle Luking, and husband Tom Hines of Long Island, New York, Dr. Melissa Luking of Ovalle, Missouri, a stepson, Jeffrey G. Miglin, and significant other, Michelle Hines of Flora, stepdaughter, Jennifer Winka of Flora, grandson, Luking Thomas Hines, step-granddaughter, Catherine Miglin, siblings, Donald Luking of Centralia, William Luking of Centralia, and Nita Bennett of Shorewood, along with several nieces and nephews. Services for Dr. Luking will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoffman, Illinois, with burial at Trinity Lutheran Cemetery with full military honors. Visitation will be tonight, 4 until 8 at Faith Lutheran Church in Flora, and then 9 till 11 Tuesday morning at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoffman. The Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials may be made to Faith Lutheran Church of Flora, Clay County 4-H, Clay County Cancer Support Group, Christ Our Rock Lutheran High School, Trinity Lutheran School, Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoffman, or the Clinton County 4-H. 92-year-old Albion resident Robert W. Howe died at 3:02 Wednesday afternoon at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. Funeral services for Robert W. Howe will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at Nails Funeral Home in Albion, with burial in Archer Cemetery at Princeton, Indiana. Memorials may be made to Shriners Children's Hospital and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Private services for Betty Lou Barnard, 87 of Jeff, will be today at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Branch Cemetery at Jeff. There will be no visitation. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
Sleep disorders can impact every aspect of your life, but sleep studies at Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help. Research reveals that sleep apnea and snoring increases your risk of high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, diabetes, depression, stroke, and auto and work-related accidents. A person with sleep apnea is 7 times more likely to have an automobile accident. Do you snore, stop breathing during sleep, have high blood pressure, sweat excessively during sleep, always toss and turn, wake up with headaches, or fall asleep during inappropriate times? Are you overweight, sleepy during the day, or have a change in personality? If you have 3 or more of these symptoms, you show signs of sleep apnea, a life-threatening disorder which causes you to stop breathing during your sleep. Please talk to your doctor and ask for a sleep study referral to Fairfield Memorial Hospital. For more information about the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Sleep Study Service, call 847-8229. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Taking a look at local scores from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk. On Saturday, girls high school basketball at that Lady Eagle Midwinter Classic. Fifth place game is Fairfield over Carmi, 46-40. Boys high school basketball from Saturday at the Carmi Invitational. Harrisburg beat Mount Vernon 72-68, and it was Mount Carmel over Carmi, 59-53. At the MTC Championship game, it was Woodlawn over Weber, 51-34. Little Illini Conference Tournament. On Saturday, Robinson beat Edwards County 60-57 in double overtime. It was Flora over Alney 55-43. Lawrenceville beat Newton 85-60. And Marshall over Paris 82-70. Down at the girls' grade school basketball Class S state tournament, New Hope big winners knocked off Cypress 42-15. New Hope will next play Germantown at 6 p.m. Thursday. That'll be down there at Wren Lake. On the local schedule for tonight, girls high school basketball, Carmi's at Fairfield. This will be broadcast on WFIW at approximately 10 after 6 or so. No JV game tonight, so 6:15 is the start time of the varsity, and only the varsity game tonight. Also in girls basketball tonight, Edwards County's at Red Hill. Boys basketball this evening, Little Illini Conference Tournament continuing at Lawrenceville at 6 o'clock. Casey takes on Alney, and at 7:30 it's Red Hill versus Edwards County. Boys freshman basketball tonight, Fairfield will be participating over there in the Hamco tournament, Hamilton County tournament. Boys junior high basketball tonight at 6 o'clock. Grayville is at Albion. West Salem is plays New Hebron at Lincoln Trail College. That'll be up there in Robinson. And Fighting Illini basketball tonight, John Gross Show. It's on at 7 o'clock on WFIW AM 1390. Looking at national scores in the AFC Championship, Denver beats New England 20-18. It was Carolina over Arizona in the NFC Championship, 49-15. NBA yesterday, Brooklyn knocked off Oklahoma City 116-106. It was Houston over Dallas 115-104. Toronto beat the LA Clippers 112-94, and Boston crushed Philadelphia 112-92. In the NHL, Chicago shut out St. Louis 2-0. Ottawa shut out the Rangers 3-0. It was Carolina over Calgary 3-2, and in overtime, Los Angeles beat San Jose 3-2. Pittsburgh at Washington was postponed. College basketball yesterday, Iowa knocked off Purdue in the Big Ten 83-71. In the MVC, it was Indiana State over Evansville 82-65. Southern Illinois, one again, beat Missouri State 80-65. Southeast Missouri State beat Tennessee Martin Semo over UT Martin 68-60 in overtime. North Carolina in the top 25 beat Virginia Tech 75-70. It was Virginia over Syracuse 73-65. Temple got by SMU 89-80 in overtime. Providence beat Villanova 82-76. And Oregon State knocked off USC 85-70.
And it is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. 50-50 chance of rain, mainly this afternoon. High around 44, 50% chance of rain tonight, low 31, cloudy Tuesday, 37. Sunshine, the forecast, Wednesday through Saturday, 36 Wednesday, 44 Thursday, 46 Friday. And how about this for Saturday? 55, 39 the high yesterday, 29 our low this morning. And at 7:35 this morning, with quite a few clouds out there, it's 35 for news. It's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Amber Marie's is Fairfield's newest